Hi, I'm Chanel, one of the journalists at Manx Radio. Welcome to the latest edition of Manx Radio Newscast.
My name's AJ Fenter.
Right, now AJ, it's the start of the TT fortnight. How's the excitement? Is it building?
Yeah, you know, it's a very, very big climate change for me. This is my eighth year coming across the TT, and we've made such a big step from last year to this year in terms of our image, our bike, our team. You know, the last 2 years we really focused on being a proudly South African team with South African mechanics, and you know, representing our country and coming across to the world's toughest race. And each year it's just getting more and more difficult, you know, rising costs around the world. And coming from South Africa, we work on a very high exchange rate. And this year, you know, we were very, very fortunate, and it still shocks me a little bit, you know. Future Exotics have come together. They've put a massive, massive, you know, setup together for us, and they've given me that opportunity, you know. And as you can see, our last year we were here in a little 4x4 meter gazebo, and we've now managed to build, you know, a fantastic looking pit, put the image out there, and it's all big thank you to Future Exotics.
How difficult is it for you as a rider or as a team to secure that sponsorship that'll help you come across? Because I'm sure traveling the distance that you do, especially with your team, with your mechanics, your bike, it's a costly affair.
You know, the sacrifice is big, and when I say the sacrifice, it's for everyone. You know, we bring 11 people over with us. I'm pulling them away from 2 weeks of their everyday day job. And, you know, we come across here, and obviously the Ironman TT is something very unique on its own. And not everyone can do the TT. So you weigh in, we have this opportunity, and, you know, it's give and take. I'm very fortunate to have good people around me and good staff and a good backer. And we've managed to pull it off, but it's not, it doesn't come along in everyone's lifetime, you know, and I think that's maybe why I always feel so fortunate to have this opportunity.
And speaking of opportunities, I understand over the past few years, you've also been kind of providing opportunities and mentorships to fellow younger South African riders and trying to inspire them and helping them in their own journeys.
Yeah, you know, I love kids. You know, it's a passion. I've raced motorbikes from a young age. My son races motorbikes, and Mr. Motti, who is the big guy in Future Exotics, his kids ride motorbikes, and that's actually how this came about, was teaching his kids, you know. So I'm involved with a youngster that does in the Red Bull Rookies Cup in MotoGP, and you know, we're setting up a youth academy at home, a non-profit organization where we can help kids and teach kids to understand, you know, to follow your dream. And as much as motorcycle racing is a dangerous sport, it's a disciplined sport. And a young kid that's between 14 and 18 years old, it's that era where they can go one of two ways. And by keeping him, you know, he's training, he's not drinking alcohol, he's a focused athlete, motorcycle racing can teach you that. So I love the kids, and I actually try and bring one or two kids over with me that race at home, and to give them the experience and see what it's like out there.
Do they know, or do some of the South African riders know about the TT? Have they heard about the TT? Do they often ask you about it?
You know, the TT's grown, and it's funny because I get some people that will ask me if this is my second or my third year. It's my third year with a South African team. It's my eighth year as a total. And I think that due to the social media aspect in the last 2 years, the TT has really grown, and it's starting to take its toll on South Africa, you know. Each year we're getting more and more and more South Africans that come across, and they come and they follow us, they spend time with us. And, you know, this big drive now, the Future Exotics drive, if we can call it that, has now allowed more exposure and allowed, you know, I've been in position where I just want to ride my motorbike, but I'm not very well equipped to promote it. You know, and the Future Exotics have created a platform to promote and for people to see it. So, you know, the South African impact is starting to grow more and more.
Having that, 8,000-9,000 South Africans on the island, does it help with that drive or that push that you need during this fortnight?
You know, I love coming here. And I love coming here for the racing like everyone does. But, we meet so many South African people, and we've met so many locals that are from South Africa that actually live here. And it's funny because in South Africa you don't see as many people, but you see them here and they stick together. So on every day there'll always be 5 or 6 or even 10 just random South African people that'll stop in there, say hello, you have a good catch up, and you know, we're very welcoming as well, so it's nice to have them here.
Right, now looking ahead to the fortnight, today was day one, it's been cancelled. You know, what went through your mind when you heard that announcement?
You know, it's a tricky one because you want to get out. You know, the nerves have been building to get out. And the problem with this place is it's a mind game. But at the same time, the decisions need to be made, and they need to be made by someone, because the number one priority is the safety. And we all can see that the weather's not good. So the build-up is big because we need to get out, we need to get the timing, and you know, we want to get going, but you also got to be realistic and go, tomorrow is another day, you know. So we sit tight. The weather is a bit bad today, maybe tomorrow, but we still have time, you know. We the bike's been prepped, you know, it's been built. This is my first year once again where I've actually ridden the bike before I've come here, so I'm very confident in the package and the team. So we need to let the weather take its toll. Same for everyone. I think the safety is your number one priority, and then we take its toll. We get going.
Can it though get a bit disheartening for you, especially because your traveling is 24 to 48 hours. Your bikes, your mechanics comes over, travels for months to get here. So it's all about waiting for this moment. And
yeah, that thought actually crossed my mind earlier, and I'll tell you. So the bikes arrive here, they come in the crate, and we have to get them to a certain point to allow them to travel. Then when they get here, you have to then rebuild them, you know. And the guys worked the whole day yesterday. We were here at 7 in the morning, they left here last night at 8 o'clock, and we go through what they call scrutineering, and it's a very, very, they go there, you know, fine what they look at, and we literally walk through scrutineering. So I was very proud of my team, proud of the guys and the work they've done. And now we go and say, sorry, boys, we rushed all day yesterday, we can't ride today. And it does hit home a bit, but at the same time, I think they're realistic to know it's a safety thing. And like I say, I just try, and as much as I do it for myself and for my sponsors, I want the team to feel welcome, because I'm always thankful to have, you know, have them here.
I think my last question is, over the years you've been progressing in your races. I know you've been at Spain recently, you just completed the Northwest 200 as well. You know, they say the only way is up. Where do you see yourself going?
It's a tricky one, and I'll tell you why. Is, and especially at a place like the Ironman TT, is you can never make that prediction, but you've got to chip away. And we've been fortunate enough that we've really struggled with funding, with you know, to come across here, and it's been a limiting factor. But to sit as a rider and complain doesn't make it work. So you know, I've had so many big changes this year, allowing us to come here and ride, that I do have a high expectation, because I just feel like everything we've always battled with, Future Exotics have now made it possible. So it's a tricky one, because deep down I'm strong, I've trained hard enough, I know, I'm confident we're going to do something, but I like to get it done, you know what I mean, and do the best I can, represent the brand, the country, the sponsors, and you know, fingers crossed we have a good 2 weeks.
Perfect. I've got everything I need. Is there anything you want to add or say?
No, not really. Just one thing, just a big shout out to everyone at home. They send a lot of messages, and you know, big thank you to them for all the support and the encouragement that helps. Once again, and I know I've said it, is thank you to Future Exotics. I walk in this pit and I'm smiling, you know, our gear looks good, our colors look good. So big thank you to them, and keep listening, you know, let's see where we go in the next 2 weeks.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.